This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Pakistan says three of its soldiers were killed Thursday in clashes with India across a disputed Kashmir border. VOA's Jim Bertel has more.
Pakistan's security forces say an unprovoked attack by India along the militarized line of control in Kashmir killed three Pakistani soldiers. Pakistan says it returned fire, killing five Indian soldiers. The Indian Army says there were no Indian casualties. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi defended his decision to strip Kashmir of its special status during a speech Thursday marking India's independence. The United Nations Security Council is expected to hold a closed-door meeting Friday to discuss the situation in Kashmir. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Hong Kong International Airport remains open for business Thursday. The airport is under increased security following days of disruptive anti-government protests that included clashes with riot police. The airport's management obtained an interim court injunction banning protests outside a designated area inside the airport. Frank Chan Fan is Hong Kong's Secretary for Transport and Housing.
The airport authority's application for injunction is compelled by what had happened in the last 2 days. We have no choice but to go that way.
Hong Kong officials said Wednesday that nearly 1,000 flights were canceled over the course of 5 days. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump weighing in on what could resolve escalating tensions between Hong Kong protesters and China. Trump suggesting on Twitter, President Xi Jinping should meet directly and personally with protesters if he wants to humanely end the crisis. The U.S. president also said a trade agreement with China could be delayed. This is VOA News. An Israeli official says the Jewish state is barring two Democratic U.S. Congressmen.